WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labiz, and this is The Rundown. Childcare workers rallied today outside the Trump Tower in downtown Chicago to condemn the federal funding freeze for childcare programs. The Trump administration last week said it's going to freeze $10 billion in federal grants in Illinois and four other Democrat-led states. The administration is citing fraud concerns. This would affect funding that helps low-income families pay for childcare. Tony Frazier is a childcare worker at a center on Chicago's far south side.
It's a slap in the face to all of our hardworking professionals. If daycare closes because of this freeze, parents will face difficulties finding reliable care and getting to work.
Meantime, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from freezing this money after a lawsuit by Illinois and four other states. Today is the final day for people to enroll in a federal Affordable Care Act health insurance plan, but people in Illinois have a little more time. The state-run marketplace has extended its deadline to the end of this month. And while some tax subsidies ran out, Get Covered Illinois director Morgan Winters tells our In the Loop program some plans are cheaper.
It's important to remember that those tax credits are still available. They're not as generous as they have been in previous years, but they're still there, and over 85% of people still qualify for them.
To enroll in a plan, you can use the price comparison tool at getcovered.illinois.gov, or you can talk to a local expert who can walk you through that process. And again, the deadline to enroll is January 31st. Chicago is unveiling a first-of-its-kind support center on the South Side for women who are returning from incarceration. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports women who leave prison face unique challenges. As caretakers, they often have to look after kids or elderly parents, people they may have burned bridges with while they were inside prison. The Community Reentry Support Center will help women rebuild some of those bridges through services ranging from family reunification to mental health support. Colette Payne works with the Women's Justice Institute. That group is running the center, and she has her own experience of incarceration.
Trauma-informed care, therapy is what I needed most to overcome some of those obstacles that were in my head of, as like, I'm not going to make it.
The center has received a $375,000 grant from the city of Chicago. And Indiana Governor Mike Braun name-dropped the Chicago Bears yesterday during his State of the State address. The Republican governor says Indiana is expanding its strong business environment from U.S. Steel to Amazon to the Bears.
We are working hard to bring the Chicago Bears to the Hoosier State so they can really see what a great place is to have a business. We'll work hard to do it. Let's get it across the finish line.
Bears leadership announced in December it is considering moving to Northwest Indiana. Earlier this week, the team sent a survey to season ticket holders and asks how they would feel about a stadium in the Hoosier State. Meantime, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's feeling optimistic about the Bears staying in Illinois. He's prepared to help the team by footing infrastructure costs. You're listening to The Rundown. The Trump administration is using a legal shortcut to make it easier to cut down trees in national forests. In Illinois, the Shawnee National Forest is the state's only national forest, but it's an early battleground against the increasingly popular tactic to fast-track timber sales across the country. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco traveled to southern Illinois and brings us this story.
On a brisk November morning, Sam Stearns and I were trekking through the Shawnee National Forest.
See the down trees up there?
When he stops suddenly under the cover of several pines about 60 feet tall.
We're going to see a whole lot more.
Stearns, a longtime opponent of logging, pointed to a tree that had been cut down and left on a steep hillside.
I mean, look, man, this is a nice, solid, straight, healthy red oak. I can tell by the bark, you know, that's a red oak, man.
The U.S. Forest Service manages over 190 million acres of public forest across the country. They approved this logging project in the Shawnee back in late 2024. They said the approximately 70-acre timber auction was a thinning operation. That means they'd remove older trees to make room for younger saplings to promote the health of the forest. Stearns believes the forest can take care of itself. He says trees are essential habitat for imperiled species, prevent erosion, and capture and store planet-warming carbon dioxide. No thinning needed.
That is damaging to the forest itself, to the water, the soil. But in terms of climate change, it's a loser from start to finish.
Stearns and other advocates plan to oppose the timber sale. So for months, they scoured through the web and local papers for any mention of the project. They almost missed it.
They named it V-Plow. That's V-Plow, which nobody knew, you know, to made any connection between that and this land here.
Before they connected the dots, the Forest Service was already a week into a three-week public comment period, according to John Wallace. He's another longtime advocate who opposes logging in the Shawnee National Forest. He added that the Forest Service was able to limit public input by using a legal loophole called a categorical exclusion.
Categorical exclusions are an exception to the National Environmental Policy Act's regulations of doing more rigorous environmental impact statements.
So in the Shawnee National Forest, using this loophole meant the Forest Service could bypass the usual environmental reviews and limit public participation in this process. That meant the only option left to opponents was to challenge the logging in court. Last summer, Stearns and other advocates did just that. They sued the Forest Service to stop the loggers. The case is still ongoing.
Since the beginning of the year, the administration has tried to put in place a number of new procedures to fast-track logging projects and has pushed hard on the agency to aggressively use categorical exclusions, among other things, to put out logging projects.
That's Garrett Rose, a senior attorney at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Among the Trump administration's priorities, Rose says, is to supercharge logging. Trump issued an executive order calling on the Forest Service to increase U.S. timber production.
It's happening across the country.
The Forest Service recently used the legal loopholes to push through logging in Oregon's Mount Hood National Forest and in Alaska's Tongass National Forest. That's the largest national forest in the country. Back in southern Illinois, looking out at all the empty land, Stearns says the Forest Service is especially good at one thing: cutting down trees.
Even if they were getting a premium price for this wood, which I know they're not, those trees would be much more valuable standing, contributing to the health of an ecosystem, than they'll ever be cut like that.
A Kentucky logging crew harvested about 40 acres of trees in late August, before temporarily halting in early September due to Stearns' lawsuit. The loggers have yet to finish the job. Stearns hopes that they never do. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny and cold, a high of 27 with some flurries starting late in the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with snow, especially overnight, temperature falling to about 23 by 9 in the evening. And then Friday, cloudy with snow and a high of 37. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.